we have a time certain coming up, but I want to take 8:21 next and then return to that if we can.
8:21 or
8:22? 8:22.
Sorry, 8:22. I had my order wrong. 8:22 and 8:23. Sorry.
8:22, authorize a grant to Portland Business Alliance for downtown marketing initiative holiday promotions for $170,000.
I think we have a staff presentation here on this.
This is a second reading. Is it going to be more?
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'll catch up with my own script here in a moment. Second reading, roll call.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
I just want to note as background that for some years the city has helped to fund the downtown marketing initiative based on what downtown business groups felt was an agreement they had with the city that in this metered parking district from which the city gets some money, the city will make an investment in that district. And they had asked for an investment in downtown marketing. Last year, there's been some back and forth between whether this has been funded by the general fund or by PBOT or a combination of both. Last year, PBOT actually paid the full freight. And I concluded that given our deficits in terms of street maintenance and safety, PBOT was not in a position to continue doing that. And I suggested that the general fund pick this up. And the mayor concluded that the general fund also was not in a position to continue paying the full $800,000 that we had the previous year. What the mayor proposed doing here is paying a fraction to fulfill what the downtown business community perceived as a previous commitment. So that is what we're doing here today, is committing a fraction of what previously the city had committed to this function. Aye.
Fritz.
I very much support the Downtown Marketing Initiative. It's a great program, and it brings people to downtown during the busy holiday season and makes it very fun to be downtown. However, the council made the decision in the budget process, as Commissioner Novick just said, that we were not going to fund it this year. And so to come back just 5 weeks after the end of the fiscal year and to allocate contingency money to fund it is not the right process to me. The budget guidelines that we currently have say that if things didn't get funded in the budget, that they come back in the full bump. And then we can look at all of the things that might be funded together and decide which things we want to fund and which things we don't. And there's public involvement and there's that balancing of the budget. We're going to be discussing that again later today with the transient lodging tax. Well, the transient lodging tax provides funding to Travel Portland. And because there's so much more revenue tourism coming in, they have more revenue too. That might be another source that might be able to fund the downtown marketing initiative. Making this decision out of context with everything else just doesn't seem to be the right decision. Are we saying that we got our budget choices wrong? I can't support this, even though I do support the program. No.
Hales.
This is a time-sensitive matter.
Excuse me, I
left out a couple people. I'm sure you did. Go ahead.
Yeah, fish.
I didn't think I didn't think neither Fish nor Commissioner Saltzman voted.
Hales.
Sure now. Okay. This is a time-sensitive matter. Obviously, the holidays come when they come. If we're going to ameliorate the decision that we made in the budget process, this is the time that we have to do it. So I think it's an appropriate move in this case. Aye. Okay. Now.